and welcome now to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland. It's one of those pieces that has resurgences of popularity, very popular in the 70s, but written back in the 30s, and actually, in a sense, written back many centuries before that. It's this phenomenon called Carmina Burana, and it's back this weekend in a performance, set of three performances by the Madison Symphony, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. It'll be paired with Respighi's Pines of Rome. What a combination that'll be. And one of the principals, one of the performers of Carmina Burana, has returned to our studio fairly fresh from performances in the Florentine Opera three Decembers. Keith Ferris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
This, I don't know exactly what to call Carmina Burana, a collection of medieval and Renaissance drinking songs and seduction songs and just songs about the joy of life in general, I guess.
Joy and the pain.
Yeah. in various languages, but not exactly, what would you say, dictionary versions of the languages.
From what I read, there's Latin, of course. It's German-inflected Latin.
Right.
High German and old Provençal is sort of a mix.
Quite the combination there. And you, as a bass baritone.
Baritone.
Get to be so much more than just a baritone in some of these.
I mean, That's right.
It's a little different, isn't it?
It's, whenever I talk about this, I say it almost feels like you're employing extended vocal technique. I mean, it doesn't seem like something that is singable until you find a way.
Uh-huh. Is this the sort of thing that, obviously it's not opera, but if it were in a situation where you were performing it many times like an opera in the course of a couple of weeks, I mean, you'd probably burn out pretty quickly, wouldn't you?
Oh, no. I mean, it's paced well. Mm-hmm. It's paced well. That first solo is a nice warm-up. It's very middle voice. It's pretty straightforward. Probably the most straightforward out of all of the solos. But there are a couple that are pretty relentless, just full out and high. And then of course there's a lot of falsetto singing and
for a baritone,
yeah.
So you have quite a reach there. Well, we're going to start with one that looks like it's in Latin, and that's Omnia Sol Temperavit.
Temperat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about it?
I hear a lot of pain in this one, in this text. He's describing spring and basically suggesting the types of things that people do in spring and what, the way spring makes us feel. And then the last verse is this, he's saying, love me faithfully. It's hard to be far away from you. Being in love like this is like turning on the wheel.
Good.
And a lot of these solos, there's a lot of longing. There's a lot of longing.
Longing. Yeah. Okay. Let's hear some of that longing. This excerpt from Carmina Burana. This, by the way, is a performance by the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus, Herbert Blomstedt conducting.
Et subtilis novum honores erat faciem aprilis.
That gives you some idea of the variety, the rich variety, as we get just a sample of what comes after that baritone solo. The solo about longing almost sounds like a chorus of priests, coming in after that. And Keith Ferris is the baritone that we'll be hearing if you attend the Madison Symphony performances this weekend of Carmina Burana. You have a couple of other what shall we say, starring roles here that you can give us some insight into.
That's right. So what do we have next? Are we doing...
We are.
Oh, we are.
Yes, yes, we are doing next.
Oh, you got...
So what'll it be? What's happening here in this song? I mean, and do you have a sense, Keith, that there's a kind of overarching theme or some kind of idea that links all of this together, this series of songs that goes for about 45, 50 minutes or so?
Well, these were, if I'm not mistaken, they were written by monks.
Some of them probably were. Some of them, I think, probably we don't know. Some of them sound like college songs, as we've said, you know. But is it just kind of really just a celebration of the diversity of life?
I hear a lot of the celebration of the diversity of life. I hear a lot of wishing someone could take part in that can't, for one reason or another. I mean, sure. For one reason or another, there's I mean, I'm thinking back to the pieces that I sing. I can think of three of them where the guy seems to be going a little bit out of his mind, whether internally, whether he's just all out. I think the next thing we have lined up is the drunken abbot.
Of course,
the drunken abbot. He's He says he's from a group of drinkers from the Order of Deitsi, which is basically the patron saint of gambling, essentially. He says, whoever finds me after Vespers will leave there naked. So he considers himself a pretty high roller, I think. He's going to beat
you. Gambler. Okay. So here's that vow, rendered musically by Carl Orff and Carmina Burana.
Sumaras, 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 cocaliensi. Nostre vite gaudia, abstulisti omnia.
Well, one thing that we haven't mentioned about Carl Orff is how inventive he was as an orchestrator, particularly when it came to percussion, that all kinds of things outside of Carmina Burana that just have a freshness to them even today after 80 years.
Oh, it's a very rhythmic piece. That's one of the things that I really love about it. There's so much energy there, and I think the rhythmic complexity of it is overlooked sometimes. I mean, he's got a writing style that follows natural speech and doesn't sound like it's really doing anything. But then you look at the music and you see it's like split into five beats, six beats, seven beats. You know, makes it a little tricky to learn at first, but then it really flows and makes sense.
Certainly provides a lot of variety.
Yeah.
So we have one more.
Okay, this is Dies Nox et Omnia. This is getting to the extended vocal technique I was talking about before. And you're a baritone, and you look at your music, and you see a high B. You start... I start sweating. I'll speak for myself. I start sweating. This is traditionally done in a mix, either a mix of head and chest or a falsetto. And
does it give you a running start?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. You could... Do a mix. You could actually sing it full out at the beginning. It's kind of in that lower passaggio area, that sort of break in between chest and head, and then it just floats on up into falsetto. But I think the mood of it actually lends itself to falsetto. This guy is very. This is one of these solos where I hear a man wishing he had something that he cannot have, and it's driving him. I wouldn't say it's driving him nuts. It's making him very sad. He hears everybody else having fun outside, and he is. It's like he's sighing. It's sort of sighing and weeping.
Maybe the student stuck in his study carol.
I think, yeah.
During exams.
I think so.
In the springtime. Okay, here we go.
Deus lux et omnia, michis und contraria, virginum colloquia.
Statim vivus fierem,
just a little bit of jumping around there from pitch to pitch.
That's right. He's you're all over the place, and then there's another piece that's it's Estuans Interius. It's number 11 in the order. It's the second baritone solo, and it's like the A Mes Amis for baritones. It's got 12 high G's and an A, and it's just boom 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 the whole time, and that's the one that gets you a little nervous, but then you trust in your technique and your experience, and you realize you can do this and you're going to be fine.
Well, I think it will be fine, and quite a varied and I would say overall energetic work this is, too. A lot of energy, and there are moments, quieter moments, such as what we just heard, although not necessarily quiet for you, the baritone, to sing, but quite the shifting emotions in Carmen de Burana, and overall, though, it's a show.
It's a show. I mean, and it's, I sang, the first time I did this, I did it with the Reno Philharmonic, and after we finished, you know, that the big famous piece, the O Fortuna, bookends
The
piece, and after it was over, 10 guys in the audience, like, stood up and went, yeah! Like they were at a sporting event.
Well, they sort of were.
Yeah.
Keith Ferris will be the baritone performing with the Madison Symphony Orchestra and other soloists and chorus this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. Also on that program, Respighi's colorful Pines of Rome. And thanks for stopping back by.
Thanks again for having me back.
Give us some insights behind the scenes there in Carmen de Burana.